Welcome to the Things to Live For podcast. Here's Rick.
Hi. Welcome to the program that focuses on the little things that bring us joy. Things to Live For. It's been a while since we last posted an episode. Let's just say that we had a few unexpected things come up and affect our schedule. Isn't that the way life is, though? We can't tell what will happen next. Every day holds for us any number of surprises. We like to think that we have a plan or a schedule, but we know that these things can all go out the window at the drop of a hat. Now, there are those who are afraid of uncertainty. Oftentimes, though, it's all just in our heads. The worries of the unknown almost never turn out to be as bad as we fear. Now, we understand that bad surprises may happen, but here at Things to Live For, we like to focus on the positive. From the moment that we get out of bed, there's so much great stuff that can happen. From small things like getting all green lights during your morning commute, or running into an old friend you haven't seen in a while, to much bigger things like getting the promotion or scholarship that you've been working for. Then there are even bigger ones, like winning a contest or finding out we've inherited money. Most of our days are a mix of good surprises and not so good ones. If we shake off the bad and only concentrate and appreciate the good, we might notice that a change in luck could actually just be a change in perspective. Thanks for checking in with another episode of Things to Live For. Hook up with us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Links are on our official website, thingstolivefor.com. That's with the number 2. This is Rick. Hope you have a blessed day.
This edition of the Things to Live For podcast is made possible by Daryl Woods. Check out his music and videos at darylwoods.com. That's D-A-R-Y-L, Woods with a Z.com.
Are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're in the U.S., visit suicidpreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside the U.S., visit iasp.info. Help is just a click away.